It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. Iowa's primary election is on June 2nd. This week, we're featuring profiles of the four Democrats running for their party's nomination for the U.S. Senate. The winner will run against Republican U.S. Senator Joni Ernst in November. Today, a profile of Mike Franken of Sioux City.
For almost 40 years in the Navy, I had to make a lot of tough calls. While commanding a destroyer, participating in 9 of 11 named operations since September 11, and leading U.S.
Mike Franken is a retired three-star admiral who served for 37 years in the U.S. Navy. He has a bachelor's degree in engineering and a master's from the College of Physics at the Naval Postgraduate School. He served on Senator Ted Kennedy's staff, was at the Department of Defense, but he grew up in a tiny town in Sioux County in northwest Iowa called Lebanon. Asked what he says to the critics who think he's just moved home to run for Senate.
You know, as you look broadly at our family, everybody's buried in the same cemetery. That's where home is. And we go back four generations in northwest Iowa. It's generally where we all go. And, you know, as John McCain said, why are you coming back to, why are you moving to Arizona? He says, well, the only place I've ever lived longer than 3 years was Hanoi. So, I mean, I can't very well go back to a ship, and I can't very well go back to Washington, D.C., because I've actually spent more time in Iowa than any other place. I don't know I find it interesting that people would say, you can't come back here and run for office. Then I would ask them, well, where should I run for office if I've got a compulsion to do so?
Franken says his decision to run was not a snap decision, and he started thinking about it after the 2018 election.
This isn't a yes, no. This is much more of a opportunity cost issue because I've got a consulting business. I've spent, you know, a decade of my life away from home. What all comes into play? And ultimately, the decision was kind of played before me. I was adamant that we needed to win, so we need to run a candidate who can beat Joni Ernst in November. So I put my hat in.
Franken says he's adjusted well to campaigning in the age of a pandemic because he's never run for office before. He says when it comes to how he would be best equipped to combat coronavirus in the U.S. Senate, it's ultimately about experience.
And this I've got experience in doing. Certainly looking at the long view, the long plan, the probabilities associated with what we're dealing with. I don't see any comments that are value added, zero comments of value added coming from any of our senators. I do appreciate Senator Grassley mentioning that the inspector general, relieving inspector generals in the process of large funding programs to rectify is poor oversight by the White House. But I haven't heard much else that was valuable. And the testing regimes necessary that are step number one to know where we are with this virus in the state of Iowa before we start relaxing and backing off some rather arbitrary measures that are contrary to what the Center for Disease Control recommend. I'm not so sure that's the leadership we're looking for.
That's Mike Franken. He's one of the four candidates running as a Democrat to face Republican U.S. Senator Joni Ernst in November. Early voting in Iowa has started for the June 2nd primary. You can learn more about this election at our website, iowapublicradio.org. And tomorrow we'll feature another profile of one of the Democrats running for this race, Attorney Kimberly Graham.